This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, October 23rd. God's word for you today is give thanks. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 148, verse 5, and it says, "Let all things praise the name of the Lord, because we were created at his command." God is good. That is why it is a delight to walk with him. Even when you do not understand what he is doing, you know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Even though I do not understand it, I know that in the end, it is going to be for my good. You may have a season when you are confused, and because many people do not know this part of God, they turn back from God. And it is because they do not understand that God is good altogether, even if things appear to be going bad. This was what Job knew that made him survive. Even when it appeared like he was losing everything, he refused to curse God like his wife said he should. She wanted him dead so she can marry someone else because, in her opinion, Job was no longer useful to her. Yet, Job was still saying God is good, and in the end, God restored Job. Why should my life and your life give God thanks? The first reason is because of who God is. The second reason is because of what he has done. Psalm 52 verse 9 says, "I will thank you, God, forever for what you have done." What has God done for you? January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, and this is October. What has God done? I want to challenge you to write all that God has done for you. Write 5 things. Make that 10. What has God done? And while you're writing, add another 5. Make it 15. What has God done? They say if you cannot think, you cannot be grateful. What has God done for you? In case you cannot remember anything God has done for you, the fact that you are reading this devotional with your own eyes is God's doing. The truth is, if we're truthful to ourselves, we will be able to list things that God has done for us. My life should give God thanks because of who he is, because of what God has done. And the third reason is the most overlooked aspect. Meanwhile, it is so important. Our lives should give God thanks because of what he has promised. Psalm 71 verse 22 says, "I will praise you because you are faithful to your promises." Have you ever thanked God for his promises? You have made a list of the things that God has done for you, right? I want to challenge you to also make a list of what God has not done for you. Make a list of the things that you have prayed for, things you have asked God for, and in your estimation that he has not done for you. Then, instead of turning that list into a complaining list, turn it into a gratitude list. Why? It is because he is faithful to his promises. So, you are going to thank God for everything you have listed, one after the other, even though he has not done it. Thank him because you are confident that he will do it, and because he is faithful to his promises. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "If you have said it, then you will do it. You have a track record of keeping your word, and you're not about to stop doing it now. Olorun agbaye, oh, you are mighty, oh." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.